fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wing on the desk, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died, foils oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on the second hour on Tuesday, the 28th day of April. Our proper tip of the day is to keep your situational awareness in a high level of alert. If you live in or near an urban area that has a substantial minority population, this is even more important right now. I urge you to be aware at all times of what's going on in the area that you live in. And have a plan. Have a plan to protect lives and property, to evacuate innocents, and to do what you need to do to be safe. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443, and we got Eugene in Ohio. Good morning, Eugene.
Good morning, sir. John, I'd like to say a few words about the way I see this going on here in our country today.
Please.
For the most part, what law enforcement is becoming in this country is militarized. And I say that because I look at the programs, John, in the past, such as Urban Shield, and more specifically, John, I'll say that I believe it's our country is becoming Zionist occupied by supporter of this Israelification of America.
I'm that's a term I'm not familiar with. Is Israelification? What does it mean, sir?
Well, the way the peace units, you got to be aware of this, have been sent to Israel, be trained under their, excuse me, I guess for lack of a better word, their crowd control programs, and the dealing with crowds and people. And there again, the militarization of our police departments in this country. Another thing here, just what makes me sick, and I'm sure your listeners can find this out, is if they Google Hump County, Texas, sheriff deputy punches pregnant woman, and the video is on there for the world to see. Now you tell me these guys aren't thugs. These are true pigs. Okay, I'm sure everybody's heard the term pig for a cop. Well, a guy that does something like this is what you would consider a true, or what I would consider a true pig. You know, somebody that's got no brains, always comes up with these aren't police officers, John. These guys are pseudo-military people. They want G.I. Joes. They want to get out and high-five each other if they punch up a woman, beat up a kid. You know, listen, I'm going to tell you this. I am not against the rule of law, nor proper police work. Like your call you had in here maybe 10, 15 minutes ago said, that they need to weed these guys out of these police departments that have this mentality. You know, right. It's I'm all for peace officers and the true rule of law and the kind of following the Constitution.
Right.
But for all the other business, John, I mean, listen, this is just my opinion, but I'm sure there's millions of others that see the thing through their own eyes that I see through mine. I just want to say thanks for letting me voice my opinion.
Okay, well, thank you, Eugene. We appreciate the comment. I'm not a police officer. I've been a criminal defense investigator since 1973. It sounds like 42 years to me. So I've interacted with police officers my entire adult life, professionally. And I've watched the whole culture and profession of law enforcement over these past four decades, becoming more professional, getting better training. When I got involved with my career path as a criminal defense investigator, it was pretty common for the small departments to have no training at all. The local sheriff liked you and thought you would do a good job. You'd be sworn in as a deputy and a badge. With no training at all, except on the job training, of course, where the sheriff would have you with an experienced deputy learn what you need to learn to be a deputy or a police officer, as far as that goes. Larger departments have had police academies for many, many decades. That's nothing new. But one of the things, and it is a good thing, that they began doing 40-something years ago, was to have psychological testings to make the attempt to the best of their ability to determine who the men and women would be that would not work out as police or kind of exercise authority over others properly and illegally. And they've had great success in determining those diagnostic procedures, who would not make a good officer, and eliminating them from the police academy before they even started. However, some slip through the cracks, and that's where the problem come up. Men and women who are not becoming police officers for the right reasons, that the men and women who enjoy being bullies and doing the wrong thing for the wrong reasons. Technology has made a huge difference in all this. We now have almost every adult in the United States has a video camera in their pocket. We call it a cell phone. They have these body cameras the police officers wear and the dash cams on the police patrol cars, all of which have added tremendously to the ability to determine what really happened as opposed to what the police officer might be attempting to make up. The truth will come out. The circumstances surrounding the death of Mr. Gray, the truth will come out. I can't tell you if it's going to be 2 or 3 days or 2 or 3 months, but it will come out. And there will be resolution. Everybody who sees police officers doing the wrong thing can be and should be upset. It's not right. It's not right. Now, I don't know the exact circumstances Eugene was talking about where an officer struck a pregnant woman. Nobody wants to see a pregnant woman bodily harm come to her. Of course not. There would, at least in our culture, we don't want to see that. Pregnant women are given elevated status in terms of being protected against harm, and they should be. So, regardless, we got a caller on hold here. Mike in North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. I want to mention pros and cons here if you give me just a minute. That's all I want. just to give you an example, like there was an Operation Eagle here some years back, and I didn't know it. And this is when I was working in the public domain. And I'm 235 pounds. Now, this is me personal. I could stay here for hours showing all the personal things that I know. But I want, before I go any further, I want to let everybody know, I know very good police officers,
right.
Honorable men and women. I know them. I stand behind them. If I see them trouble out there, I'll stop and give them whatever aid they need.
Right.
But I have seen, when I was a police officer, some of these rats. So I'm speaking from both sides here if I get a chance.
Right.
And I'm going to get to where the real core problem is, because I dealt with that personally, too, when I was in politics. Okay? Now, then, what happened to me was, I'm on my way home. It's the end of the week. And there's a place like Cheers here, where the businessmen would meet, and everybody would meet at the end of the day. They'd talk over business, see if they'd get some business deals between them, maybe have a glass or two of beer, then they go home. Well, I stopped. I ate a full meal. I'm talking about two vegetables, meat, and dessert, and coffee. Then I said, I'll stop there to see if any of my buddies are there, talk over business. And I went in there, and sure enough, one was there that I hadn't seen for a while. I sat down with him. I didn't even realize an Operation Eagle was going on. I was that busy that week.
Before you go any farther, explain Operation Eagle, what that was.
That was a statewide case where of all the departments and all the different agencies got together. That would be the drug, that would be the highway patrol, the sheriff's departments, the police department, and they would put all kinds of roadblocks up all over the state. You wouldn't know where they would be, and then to catch whoever they could catch. And sometimes there might be a traffic backed up on a four-lane highway for a mile, that type of thing.
And this was an attempt to interdict people consuming alcohol and operating motor vehicles.
Right. Or licenses. It didn't matter. It was anything. And at any rate, that was quite common. And they came by different names. Or anyhow, I just went in there, and there's a buddy, and we sit down, and I always ordered it. If I ever got anything, it was a glass of beer, which holds 10 ounces, if it's full to the top.
Right.
And I can. Anyhow, I'm sitting in there with him, and I'm familiar with things. This was the days before cell phones. Nowadays, you couldn't hardly tell anything. But back then, that was when they still had the little radios. And I'm sitting there talking with my friend, and all of a sudden, I said, Whit, I said, we need to get out of here. He said, why? I said, a spotter just came in. I said, this is an illegal police operation. And I said, I noticed they were taking down all the license plates when I came in the parking lot in an unmarked car. I said, now this is a spotter. He's in here. He's got a small radio. He said, how do you know that? I said, I recognize him. I said, he's going to pick out who he wants to get a ticket in here, and he's going to call it out. I said, there must be something going on. Yes, Operation Eagle. And I said, oh, boy. I said, I'm heading home. I hadn't even drank a half a glass, just a small, you're talking about 5 ounces of 3 2-point at that time?
Right.
Okay, so now then, I said, let's leave right now before he picks us. And I said, how long you been here, Whitney? He said, nice, I just started my second glass, and you're here. Well, this is a heavy man over 200 pounds, around 200 or better.
Right.
And there's no way to, it's just impossible weight-wise. Anyhow, on the way home, one of the alcohol men stops me. Next thing you know, I got three sheriff's car. I got another alcohol man and a highway patrolman there, surrounding me like a criminal.
Right.
And I try to, when the alcohol man, he's the one that stopped me, comes up, and I knew it was because he pulled up my rear end so fast he almost ran into my rear end. If I'd slowed up, he would have hit me. And I knew who it was. But anyhow, I said, why is he stopping me? I haven't broken any laws. I haven't gone through traffic. I haven't even speeded because I'm making sure. Now, he want me to add the car. I come over and I want to hand, he won't let me hand him his license. As soon as all the cars pull up, he says, hand me your license. I said, okay. I go to hand him the license. It drops on the ground and he says, hey, fellas, you see this guy? He's so drunk he can't even hand me his license. Okay, get out of the car. They finally forced me at the car. I'm cooperating. They gave me that little thing that you blow in, that little breathalyzer thing. I saw the highway, but I know the tricks. He rolled it, pushed it up, and I said, I just saw you do something illegal. I said, you just took my reading up to 0.8, didn't you? I said, up to 8. That'd give you an excuse to put me in your patrol car. And I said, make a station right away around in your car so I can't go thinking that will content up. Well, it turns out I knew deputies. They all turned their backs the other way, like there, saying, we're not going to have anything to do. Then the high patrolman, I said, I'm an ex-cop. He said, oh, yeah, I cop act like you. And then he roughed me up on purpose, trying to get me to resist. He roughed me up so bad, I almost did hit him. I said, no, wait a minute. That's what they want me to do. And I took punishment. I took it. And I said, fellas, if we go to court on this, and I said, we're going to go to court. I said, don't you think for one moment this ain't going to court. I said, do you think all these police officers here can tell the same lie without getting caught with a good lawyer? And I said, I'm going to have a good lawyer. I told him who my lawyer would be. I said, he's going to be there. I said, once one of you trip up on a lie, I said, where do you think it's going to go from there? They became so befuddled. They roughed me up some more, threw me against the car, and said, look, I tell you what we're going to do. We're not going to charge you, but you better not drive home. I said, well, you've got me out here in the middle of nowhere. I made the police officer at the Highway Patrolman drive me to a phone so I could call somebody. Well, anyhow, what they didn't know was the head drug enforcer in the area had his office just down the hallway from me. I went and told him the crookedness that went there. Those two drug officers got moved to the worst parts of the state. They should have been fired. Well, it turned out I also knew the sergeant at the Highway Patrol. I went down there and I said, listen, I don't want to charge anybody, but you need to clean up. And I said, let's talk about this over coffee. And he called him in. Of course, he denied everything. I said, but that sergeant there, he knew that Highway Patrolman got charged to one of the worst places. It changed. His location changed. That's how they got disciplined.
Right.
But the problem is, John, it's not what any of these guys have said. It's the population out here is so indifferent to everything that you keep driving home. There's my athletic work. I saw it in community service that I've been in and dealing with handicapped people. They are so indifferent that they do not pay attention to who they vote into office. They don't know these people that are in the Board of Education. They don't know these people that are the county commissioners. They just vote because they just happen to like somebody to be mayor. Then that mayor, just to keep peace, put somebody in there that'll be a police chief. What I'm saying is the public is so indifferent out here that they are not using their constitutional rights to keep this country right. And you can't get them involved.
Absolutely. Mike, we appreciate your call, sir. Thank you very much. We got a caller on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing a result. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops, initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your dancing and rumsing done gone away? Are you moaning and groaning from the stresses of the day? You're reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living were so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do our health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 28th of April. As we speak, the mayor of Baltimore, a black female, is having a press conference and answering questions. The governor of Maryland is about to begin his press conference. It's coming up on 8:30 Eastern Time right now on Monday morning, or just disregard, Tuesday morning, the 28th of April. Baltimore is burning. Curfew goes into effect 10 p.m. this evening in Baltimore. Hopefully that will have the desired effect. The prognosticators on Fox News are prognosticating about whether the officers were told to stand down. Well, of course they were told to stand down. All these departments, fire departments, police departments, paramedics, they're all paramilitary organizations with a chain of command, and the chain of command was followed, and orders came from the tower to the chief, and so forth. So, and then we got Frank in North Carolina. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to respond to something a previous caller had stated. I have a family member who's best friends with a woman. The family member is a woman. She's best friend with a woman whose husband is a military veteran, a career law enforcement officer, about as high as you can go. He made a decision at some point a number of years ago to, as he left his police career, to take a job, an executive position with the Department of Homeland Security. And I remember it was even in the local newspaper, Charlotte Observer, that he was going to Washington, D.C., and continue his career in law enforcement with the Department of Homeland Security. I talked to the relative one day and said, "Oh, guess where so-and-so has gone for the week or two. And I'll be going to have one so-and-so and so's out of town." Well, of course, he was going to his, I guess, indoctrination or whatever. So that's an anecdotal story that corroborates what many say. I don't think that the rank and file police officer, patrol officer, is sent to Israel for training, but I'm pretty sure that the higher level people are. And it is very interesting. I just wanted to point that out. Actually, this okay. individual made a decision. He must have seen something over there, heard something, or experienced something that he didn't like, because he came home and he quietly came back to Charlotte and said, "Forget that. I don't want anything to do with it." And he never said another word about it.
He resigned his position with Homeland Security at that point in time?
He resigned his position, yes. And I was quite proud.
Well, if you could get any follow-up there, Frank, and be able to talk to him one-on-one and find out what he observed and saw in Israel, that might be helpful for all of us, sir.
It would, but you know what? I'm not going to push it because of the relationship between my family and the relative, and they said, no, it's hush-hush. They don't
just want to. Just let it go. Okay, well, we appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. Next, we go to Joseph in Minnesota. Good morning, Joseph.
Hello, Chair. The thought is the civil forfeiture laws were very unconstitutional. Please,
absolutely, they are. Absolutely.
Pull you over and ask you how much money you have in your wallet. and of course, these checkpoints way out of line. the militarization police force. I really, they want to practice all this. I don't have a, I kind of grew up with them. I've seen good ones. I've seen bad. Some people overreact. There's always going to be a problem when it comes to that. You try and keep as minor as we possibly can, but it seems that a lot of times they're just singling somebody out. I've seen four or five jump on a guy. You know, at one time, this guy was, you know, couldn't do anything to begin with. Just running his mouth.
Okay. you want to hold on to the break, Joseph? We got a break. You got to run. Okay. Thank you for the call, Joseph. We'll be back after the break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Your money. What is it today? A $100 bill in 1913 is $1 today. So now, your money is just out worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around $1 at a time and make your money more than it is now? Acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's price? By paying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real. Something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account. But a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I got to find out firsthand, up close and personal, what sleep deprivation is when I was in combat in Vietnam. It is quite the extraordinary experience to go through, staying up for 3 days straight with no sleep, and then getting minimal sleep for maybe a couple of weeks after that. Of course, I'm talking about the Tet Offensive of 1968. Sleep deprivation will be part of your life if you're protecting lives and property. I can guarantee it. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. The energy cleaner will help maximize whatever little bit of sleep you can get. That's been my case. My personal experience is the energy cleaner. Whatever sleep I get will be maximized. And I want to make sure that you all are aware of this. That if you think you may be on standby to protect innocent lives and property, you will be experiencing sleep deprivation, doing shifts, maybe 12-hour shifts, maybe 16-hour shifts, maybe 24-hour shifts. So get yourself an energy cleaner now while you can. I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only $285 shipping included. You can order it off my website, thelibertyman.com. We're now offering factory-made mattress pads. They are washable, by the way, on my website, also at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Got several calls on hold here. I believe Margo in Oklahoma is our next call. Good morning, Margo. Margo, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello, good morning, Margo. John. I live in a small town in northern Oklahoma, and I could be a little bit naive, but I see a lot of this militarization that's going on, much more prevalent in the larger cities. And, you know, I assume it's driven by dollars, et cetera. I know a few local police officers here, and they're good men. But I guess my main comment would be that I grew up in Omaha and lived there for about 45 years, and I used to preach to my son, who had a good friend in one of the lesser areas up there, and there were times when this boy needed to be taken home. And I would preach to my son that, you know, to please not, you know, I didn't want him taking, you know, this boy home at 1 or 2 in the morning. I didn't want my son in those areas. And when you increase your odds of confrontations, you know, and you frequent areas like that, and your exposure, you're asking for trouble. And I was watching some of the footage of Baltimore last night, and a lot of this, so much of the stuff I see is being stirred up and just by our central government, some of it, and they sit back and they watch to see what happens. I don't know if they're pawns. They're just being manipulated. Their situation probably isn't that great. But you know, if you go out at 1 or 2 or 3 in the morning, 3 or 4 times a week, and you increase your exposure or you're doing nefarious things, you're increasing your exposure to law enforcement. And a lot of these people are good people. And so it's really a sad state that we're in. But I appreciate you taking my call, sweetheart.
Okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Next we go to Mark in Tennessee. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. Thanks for taking my call here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Been listening all morning and a lot of, I could be all over the page here, but I just got a couple points I want to bring out. Number one, listening to a caller talk about, you know, being abused and whatnot because of drinking at a bar or whatever. Well, you know, I've always stood with, if you're going to go to a bar and have anything to drink of alcoholic beverage, you're opening yourself up.
Yes. I couldn't agree more.
Don't do that. Just stay away from those facilities, and then you won't bring trouble to yourself. Because that's what they want.
You don't have, you know, and now I'm going to make a gentle correction here, Mark. I routinely have lunch at the Steelville Country Club, and they serve alcohol there. I have iced tea, and I have a sandwich, and I enjoy myself, and I leave. Now, I've been dealing professionally with the consequences of people consuming alcohol and operating motor vehicles for 42 years. And I will never, ever consume an alcoholic beverage and operate a motor vehicle. I simply won't do it. I know the consequences, and people will rationalize and they'll say, well, I can, as long as I'm not over the legal limit, I can do that. Now, as far as the law is concerned, that's absolutely true. But that's not reality. My reality is, if there's an accident and you have any alcohol in your blood at all, it doesn't matter whether how small or how minute it is, you're going to be gaining a large measure of responsibility because of any alcohol whatsoever in your blood. Your response, sir?
I agree. That was my point. You know, this gentleman that mentioned earlier, he said he had a little bit of beer and his big body mass, and in other words, trying to justify having an alcoholic beverage before he was going to drive. I do the same thing. I go to places that serve alcohol, but I have an iced tea and whatnot. That doesn't mean I'm going to get my vehicle after having a beer.
Right.
So enough on that point there.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, John.
Well, in Europe, they have such strict laws that people simply do not consume an alcoholic beverage and operate a motor vehicle. They do not do it. They make other arrangements to have transportation. It's a trade-off in this country. The beverage industry, the alcoholic beverage industry, has very strong lobbying efforts to not have the stringent laws that they have in Europe. And that's what we've got. And we lose almost as many people every year to alcohol-related fatalities as we did during the entire Vietnam War. It's a horrendous death toll. And I am very much against any consumption of alcohol in operating motor vehicles. So let's move on to your rest of your comment there, Mark.
Okay. Well, you brought up a lot of things that are necessary, like gas masks, Kevlars, and stuff like that. One thing that I'd like to add to that is when a situation happens of a grid down, you want to remain as stealthy as possible. Well, there's a popular item out right now called a solvent trap. And you can do these solvent traps with either a regular oil or fuel filter, or you can actually take a D-size or C-size Maglite and convert with, you know, Chevy freeze plugs and whatnot. But you can make solvent traps for all the way up to 30 caliber, and they're very effective. And to remain stealthy on the go, kind of like the Minuteman back in the Revolutionary War, you want to be able to not conceal yourself. And these solvent traps are very handy to have, if I may say. So your listeners might want to look into this to use these for each caliber of whatever they have so that they can remain, you know, in the bush and out of
I guess out of detection, if you know what I mean.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you, sir. Next, we go to Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Are you there? Hello?
Go ahead, Dave. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I have a question. I live in Herkimer, New York, 5 miles from Ilion, where the home of the Remington Arms, a rifle and shotgun, probably 15,000+ people. It was about 3-4 years ago, one of the fellows that works in the arms has a relative up on a road going up to the Ilion Fish and Game Club. And it was about 4 or 5 years ago, and she got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, looked out the window, and she's seen just the moon was out.
Dave, back off from your headset there a little bit, your receiver. We need a little bit more distance.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, she looked out the window, and she's seen a bunch of men dressed in black with weapons and vehicles going up the road. It lasted for a few minutes up to the Ilion, supposedly Ilion Fish and Game Club. And so I'm wondering, what was that all about? Is that the federalization of local police people? I wonder.
Well, it was, your audio was breaking up, but I believe you had a friend who observed men in black uniforms going to a wildlife or a recreational or gun range of some sort.
Yes.
That was probably a training exercise, almost without a doubt, a training exercise.
And, it was about 2 in the morning.
Probably nothing more than that.
It was 2 o'clock in the morning, though.
Okay, Dave, we're gonna let you call it. We're 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, they have to train at night, also. Or it could have been a tactical operation. But we're going to have to let your call go here, Dave, because we're not picking up everything you're saying. Next, we go to Jerry in Chicago. Good morning, Jerry. Jerry in Chicago. Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello. Okay. We'll put Jerry back on hold and go back to Mike in North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I want to answer that guy that was just saying, I don't know where he's from, but this aggravates me. My family came from Europe. It was common to drink a little wine with the meal or something like that.
It used to be. Not anymore. Not anymore, Mike.
What I'm just saying is the fact of the matter is, John, is that why does that justify the police to be able to break whatever laws they want to?
It does not.
It does not.
You're putting yourself at risk. If you consume any alcoholic beverage, even one drink, and operate a motor vehicle, you're putting yourself at risk.
I'm not arguing with that point. I'm not arguing with that. The fact of the matter is that mine would have been so negligible they couldn't even barely have measured it.
That's
it's
true.
It's been almost impossible. The point is, John, is that does that give the police the right to abuse things?
Absolutely.
Now, me, I don't even drink anymore once I go on the road. I mean, I don't even take a half a glass of beer, nothing. I don't do anything. But that back in that time, that was quite common. Businessmen everywhere did that. And they knew what the limits were. They knew that you don't do this. They had reputations to protect and things of that nature. That's how you met people. And anyhow, then you went home.
Right.
And what
you can still have your social activity and not operate a motor vehicle after consuming alcoholic beverage. I've been doing it for years, and you're putting your there's two parts to this. One is the behavior of the person who is socializing. The other is the behavior of the police. But you absolutely eliminate the police of doing anything at all if you have not consumed the alcoholic beverage and you're operating a motor vehicle.
That's the reason why I stopped altogether, because of how abusive the police became. That's the reason I stopped altogether.
Doing what I do for a living, Dave, I see up close and personal the expense, the aggravation, the humiliation of the consequences of consuming the alcoholic beverage and operating a motor vehicle.
Well, I'm not disagreeing, and that's the reason why I didn't even not even I'm for social purposes anymore, for nothing. I mean, where I'm going back decades now, for decades.
Absolutely.
But the fact of the matter is, that's just how unreasonable things have become here, and that's upsetting people. There's such a thing, you can just be unreasonable to the point that people just get fed up with it.
Well,
that's part of what you're seeing out here.
I've lost several friends to alcohol-related driving incidents.
Well, I have too.
And it's hard to not to in our culture. And I would just soon see that activity stop, where people operate motor vehicles after consuming alcohol. There's taxi cabs, there's friends, there's ways to not have that happen, and that's what needs to happen. Okay. Well, thanks,
this
Mike, for your
totally
call.
This is totally impractical. And anyhow, thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. We got time for a couple more calls at 800-313-9443. Getting back to Baltimore, the curfew goes into effect at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and we shall see. We shall see. There's a photograph here of the Muslims and the Communists, the Crips and the Bloods, making their gang signs and so forth in Baltimore. I don't know. Looks like we lost Jerry from Chicago, so we do have open lines at 800-313-9443. Okay. The curfew will be in effect. Police will be on alert, and we shall see what the consequences are going to be this evening in Baltimore, Maryland. We shall see if the Crips and the Bloods and the Communists and the Muslims start attempting to do things in other cities. Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, St. Louis, Miami. It remains to be seen, doesn't it? I do know what the overall plan is of the Communists and the Muslims. That's to cause maximum disruption, maximum chaos. That is their goal. Will this be the beginning point of a situation like that nationwide? I don't know. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Tuesday, the 28th of April. We have time for one or two more calls at 800-313-9443. If you or somebody you care about lives in a densely populated urban area with a minority population, you would be well advised to be making plans to either evacuate or protect property or both. Each family has to make their own decision. Some families decide to evacuate the entire family. Some families decide to evacuate the women and children and have the men staying behind to protect property. It's, of course, a personal decision. If you decide to evacuate, you need to understand that your homeowner's insurance probably will not pay for damage done due to civil disorder. That's an exclusion on almost all insurance policies. You need to understand that if you're injured, there's going to be consequences in terms of lost wages and things of that nature. So it's a very serious matter to ponder, to think about, to make a decision. I would urge everybody to think carefully, to pray, and reach the decision that's best for them and the people they care about, and move forward from there. If you do decide to protect property, make sure that you're fully capable of doing so, and you're fully cognizant of the consequences that you may personally suffer.
James McCanny with us, and my friend Tim Spencer, and we'll be reporting on the events of tonight. in Baltimore. Hopefully the events tonight will be relatively peaceful and calm. We shall see. That remains to be seen. In the meantime, situational awareness. Keep that in mind. That's it for the day. You all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Financial uncertainty circling the globe.